One of the things that we all liked about Morgan was his athletic ability, his versatility. He's a guy that we liked in terms of what he did on video, in terms of his playmaking ability. Very productive at a big-time school, had a great career, and we're excited to have him.
Is he the kind of guy that could push Atari for the starting job?
we feel he can. And I'm sure Atari's going to have a lot to say about that. And as most pros would, they're not going to hand anything over to him. So we'll have his work cut out for him. But the thing that you do like as a coaching staff is when you get competition like that, it brings out the best in all of your players. And we've created some competition. And it should be interesting to see how things unfold.
Is this guy going to be a back end cover man, or does he come up and support run and cover slots?
He can do it all. And when we look at safeties, we look at guys that have the ability to do both. Our system is complex, and we look for guys that are not your typical box safeties, guys that can play well in space, but yet have the ability to come up and be a factor in the run game. And we think Morgan has that ability.
Darren, when you broke down his picks in the last 3 years, were they unique, some of them? Were there balloons that he just happened to catch?
No, this kid has great ball skills, and he has a knack for getting the football. I mean, 14 interceptions speaks for itself. I mean, to do that in the short amount of time that he was there speaks volumes about what he can be. He's still a young player. Obviously, he's a junior coming out, so we feel that he's still got a lot of room to grow, and we're going to be the first to tell you that.
Darren, how vital are those ball skills to what you guys do and to your philosophy as a defense? There were other guys in this draft that were rated higher that maybe there were some real questions about those skills.
Yes, that's one of the tough things that you find in evaluating and looking at young safeties coming out. You see a lot of them that can do the box things that you look for in a safety in terms of being a factor in the run game, having that linebacker mentality. But to play safety in this scheme, you really have to be able to do both. And if you can play near the line of scrimmage and play well in coverage, you really bring a lot to the table. And that's what we feel that Morgan brings to us.
Is there anything extraordinary about his hands, or do you think it's more just putting himself in a position to get with his?
I think just having a feel for coverages, feeling routes, taking good angles. That's one of the things that you see a lot of young players not quite have a good grasp of in terms of just feeling routes and taking the proper angle to intercept the ball. And it's something that as a coach, some guys just have a unique ability to do that, and you don't have to coach them on it. And you see this guy with a lot of just natural ability, and that's what allows him to make plays.
Darren, to play safety for you guys, do you need to be bright, and is this guy bright?
Absolutely. Spent some time with him at the combine. He certainly has the mental capacity to make all of our calls and our checks. Our safeties in this system are like quarterbacks. And one of the things that we look for are guys that can be great communicators, guys that can come in and learn our system and make the calls. Because if you don't know what you're doing, I mean, you're not even giving yourself an opportunity. And if you're out there thinking as opposed to reacting, you're going to play a lot slower. And so you'll have some guys that run four, but because they're not quite sure of what they're doing, they're going to play to a 4-7. So it's important, and it's something that we don't take lightly, because we do a lot, and Don will be the first to tell you that your mental capacity is going to play a factor in how quickly you get onto the field. And mental errors are something that we don't tolerate, and so when we're evaluating, we have to take into account his mental ability in terms of being able to pick up our system.
Darren, do you remember what you did with him in Indy? In the time you had with him, was he on a training board? Just a Q&A?
No, just a Q&A. It was just a quick get to know you type of a situation. Very relaxed environment, and just getting a feel for his football IQ in terms of if you thought he'd be a good fit for the Green Bay Packers.
You hear that they're trading up to get a safety? Do your eyes light up?
The selfish part of you might, but we try to make decisions that are best for the Green Bay Packers. And but this whole process is geared toward making us a better football team. And we felt that making that move helps us, and we're excited about it.
Darren, did you feel you were a little thin at safety last year? And was this important to get someone, just another prospect in there to just build some depth?
No question about us being thin. Last year when we lost to Atari in that first game, it hurt us a little bit. And we were kind of scratching our heads a little bit in terms of trying to come up with some different packages and trying to get our best football players on the field. And when Atari came back, he brought a sense of stability back there, a sense of comfort, particularly with Nick. So when we lost him, it was a big part of our whole chemistry back there. So we were thin, and this guy, Morgan, he gives us a lot of depth now, and hopefully he can come in and contribute.
Still want to use Derek Martin there, or are you talking maybe some corner for him? And is there anybody else you're considering?
Obviously, Derek's a guy that's played some for us last year. We got some young guys, and we'll probably figure that out as a staff. But we know right now, at least we have some depth. We feel we got four good safeties in terms of Atari, Nick, and Morgan, and Derek Martin. We got some depth, and so we don't feel a sense of panic if we were to get injuries or something like that to happen.
His time speed isn't all that great. Is he just playing faster because of some of the intelligence and the know-how?
I would agree with that because, again, like I mentioned before earlier, you get some guys that run 4-3 and they play to a 4-7 because they take the wrong angles, not quite sure what they're doing. This guy here, if you understand the game of football and you have some awareness and some instincts, it allows you to play faster. And time again, you'll see guys that get drafted that run 4-6, 4-7, and you say his play speed is much faster on tape than what it may be in a pro day or workout. And you see that with Morgan.
Darren, there are some reports that there's a disparity in Burnett's film, that there's some really good film and there's some other stuff. Did you see that at all? Is he inconsistent?
I wouldn't say inconsistent at all. I mean, I know we're excited about the pick, and we think Morgan brings a lot to our football team, and we're excited to have him. I wouldn't put much into that.
Was he a freelancer at all at Georgia Tech, and if so, was that maybe a bad thing in that team, or?
No, I think they did some different things with him a little bit, particularly when they went to their sub package. You saw him playing some different spots in terms of like a linebacker closer to the line of scrimmage, and people may take that as freelancing or being out of position, where in actuality he was just playing a different position for that particular defense.
Darren, how do you think Atari's going to respond? When he's been healthy, he has been a good player for you guys at the end of 07 and times last year. How do you think he answers the bell here?
I think Atari's probably going to work that much harder. I'm sure once he finds out about the pick, if he hasn't already, I'm sure his workouts, his intensity will probably pick up a little bit. But knowing Atari and the type of competitor that he is, I think he's going to welcome the challenge. It's something that, as a coach, you like to see because people tend to have a tendency to rise to the occasion when they're faced with a little bit of a challenge. And I'm sure he's going to use this as a motivational factor in terms of him elevating his play. So it's just only going to help us. And knowing Atari, I know he's probably sitting back right now, you know, and wanting to probably silence some of the doubters maybe that may not be as positive on him.